We're going to start with the State Capture Commission, Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, ordering the Commission Secretary to lay a criminal complaint with the police against former President Jacob Zuma. Speaking this morning, Zondo said the Commission was very clear about what should happen on Thursday. Given the seriousness of Zuma's conduct and the impact that his conduct may have on the work of the Commission, Zondo has decided to request the Secretary of the Commission to lay this criminal complaint, Zondo saying that Zuma's conduct may send a message to others who are supposed to testify that they can do the same thing and they can come and go before the Commission. So the Commission will not be able to operate if that's the case. Zondo adding that the Commission will also apply for a court order forcing Zuma to appear before it. Have a listen to what Zondo said this morning.
Given the seriousness of Mr. Zuma's conduct and the impact that his conduct may have on the work of the Commission and the need to ensure that we give effect to the constitutional provisions that everyone is equal before the law, I have decided to request the Secretary of the Commission to lay a criminal complaint with the South African police against Mr. Zuma so that the police can investigate his conduct. And in this regard, the Secretary would make available to the police all information relevant, as well as make information available to the National Prosecuting Authority. Apart from that, the Commission is going to take certain steps. One, I am going to determine other dates when Mr. Zuma must appear before the Commission. Two, the Secretary will issue a summons to be served on Mr. Zuma to appear before this Commission during those dates. Three, that summons will be served on Mr. Zuma. Four, the Secretary of the Commission will make an application to the Constitutional Court on an urgent basis for the Constitutional Court to issue an order that will compel Mr. Zuma to appear before the Commission in accordance with the summons that will be issued. In other words, to comply with the summons. And when he attends the proceedings of the Commission in compliance with the summons, not to leave the proceedings without my permission. The order that will also be sought will include an order compelling Mr. Zuma to comply with directives that have issued in terms of Regulation 10.6 of the regulations of this Commission, which were promulgated by Mr. Zuma when he was still president, which require him to furnish certain affidavits to the Commission. That is what is going to be done. This Commission is quite clear about the steps that will be taken, and those steps will be taken as a matter of urgency.
Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo there speaking this morning at the start of the State Capture Commission hearing. So there was great expectation about how Zondo would be handling this matter. Many people calling for him to issue an arrest warrant, which is not something that he can technically do. This was probably the strongest option open to him. And Tukwana Ngatana, EWN reporter, joining us. And Tukwana, is that a correct assessment? He had various options, and this is the one that was perhaps the strongest.
Well, I think maybe this is the only option that he has. He can only ask the police and the MPA to issue the warrant of arrest for the former president, lay the criminal complaint with the police for an investigation to be done. And from that, then a determination can be made on whether or not he can be arrested. But he did read a provision that says a person who is summoned to attend before a commission and who, without sufficient cause, fails to attend attend until they are excused by the chairperson, shall be guilty of an offence. So if you take that already, it probably means that even if the police are going to investigate and the MPA is going to get all the information from the commission, and it's information that the MPA doesn't have, because you and I saw this happen, Mandy, on Thursday. So it basically means that provision alone means that the former president is really in hot water.
He's also made it clear that they're going to go to the Constitutional Court to force Zuma to appear. They are running out of time, though. Any idea about timelines and when they could expect this to be done by?
Well, we don't know Mandy, except he says that he's going to, at this point in time, determine new dates, and you heard him say that just now. And once he has determined new dates, the Secretary of the Commission will issue a fresh summons, and it won't just be a summons this time. It will come with an order of not a high court, Mandy, but the highest court in the land, the Constitutional Court, to compel the former president to appear before the commission and not leave until he's excused. But he also went ahead to say that the investigations that the commission is embarking on and that wants the former president to answer on are largely things that happened when he was president. So there is no way that he cannot come before the commission and answer these questions that the commission wants answered.
And Tukwana Ngatana, EWN reporter, thank you for joining us here on the Midday Report. Amongst those leading the calls for Zondo to take action against Zuma is the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA, also KSAC speaking out about this. Let's speak now to the Executive Secretary at KSAC, Lawson Naidoo. Thank you for your time today. Lawson, what is your reaction to this announcement by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Thank you very much. Well, we welcome the announcement by the Deputy Chief Justice this morning. As we said in our statement last week, Mr. Zuma's flouting of the summons called for action to be taken. His conduct does constitute an offence in terms of the Commissions Act, as the Deputy Chief Justice set out in his statement this morning. And we believe that this is the correct path to follow, that nobody is above the law, and Mr. Zuma must be held accountable for his conduct on Thursday.
Lawson, I see a sentiment on social media and also on some of the SMSs I'm getting that people are saying, oh, Zuma should have been arrested. But that's not something that the Deputy Chief Justice could do. He now lays the charge with the police, or the Commission Secretary does, and it's for the police to investigate and issue an arrest warrant, correct?
That is correct. It would appear that it was beyond the powers of the Deputy Chief Justice as the presiding officer for a commission of inquiry to issue a warrant for arrest. And this is the correct course of action. As I say, it's a process laid out in the Commission's Act. The police will have to investigate, and the NPA will have to bring the case to court. But as you said just now, all of this information is in the public domain, and that the Commission staff, the Secretary to the Commission, will assist the police and the NPA in formulating these charges and bringing them before a court.
Lawson, you've been a Commission Secretary yourself. You were the Commission Secretary at the Jinwala Inquiry. How much do you think this damages the credibility of the Zondo Commission, and do you think Zondo has done enough now to protect that integrity?
Well, I think this has probably enhanced the credibility of the Commission by saying to the South African people that they will not allow themselves to be to be subjected to such conduct by even a former president. And when the Commission issues a summons, it must be respected, and the Commission has the right to demand answers from the former president, who is at the very center of these allegations around state capture. And his testimony is critical to rebut the allegations made against him by at least 34 witnesses that have appeared before Justice Zondo. And Mr. Zuma, is running out of places to hide. And so I think this assists the Commission of Inquiry. I think that this is something that the South African public wants to see, Mr. Zuma answering these questions. And so I think most people would support the action that has been taken now.
Lawson Naidoo, Executive Secretary at the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. Thank you for your thoughts here on the Midday Report. So let me know what you think. Do you think that Judge Zondo has taken a hard enough line here? I think that he has, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts. And do you think that the police will do anything? Do you think that they will issue an arrest warrant? Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.